כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
Like every week, a short thought on the Vachetik Parasha. But before I share with you a Dvar Torah, I just want to ask each and every one of you, my Talmidim, my Chaverim, and anybody that listens to these Divrei Torah, please daven for my mother, Imi Moirosi. She's a great personality. As a young girl, she survived the Holocaust, losing most of her family, father, mother, Zayda, Baba, five of her siblings. And Baruch Hashem, very accomplished life. She's very, very ill, and she needs a refuah shalem, a rachamei shamayim. So please learn for her refuah and daven. Please write down her name, Fradel Basleya, and please daven for her refuah shalem. We should share b'seiris teiris. So this week is Parshas Lech Lecha. And we start the story of our people, the story of the Jews. Bereshis Noach deals with the giants of yore, Odom Erishon and Noach. But our story starts with Avraham Avinu, first and foremost of Avoseinu Agdashim. And in these parashiyos, we learn Aseres Nesionis Nesnas Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah says in what were these 10 Nesiyonis about? What is the essence of Asura Nesiyonis? It was not for Avraham Avinu, it was for us, for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. We are a people of Mesirus Nefesh. We are a people of eternity. We cannot be destroyed. And we passed all these Nisyonis with Mesiras Nefesh. Where did we get these Koichas from? From Avraham Avinu. The Baraturim says, V'yohavta es Hashem Elokecho b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecho b'chol moidecho. And Chazal interpreted this posuk, afilo noitles nafshecho. Baraturim comments, V'yohavta is the letters of Ha'avos. How is it possible for an oitless nafshecho of a segdoshim, Avraham Avinu? That's where our koiches come from. And the Medrash says, when Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah nechnesu lekivshan ha'esh, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Malach Eshores, lechu v'nashku sifseisayim shel avoiseyim shel eile, shemaslu at nafsham al kedushas Hashem, kiss the lips of the forefathers of Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. Who were they? Avraham and Yitzchok. Shemosru nafshom al kedushas Hashem, because it is from them that we derive these koiches of mesirus nefesh. So on Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, the famous story that everybody remembers, b'shas churban habayis. According to the Bavli, it was the Romans. According to the Medrash Eicho, it was the Greeks. But a Jewish mother that sacrificed seven children. Seven children were murdered before her eyes, because they refused to worship an idol. They refused to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Masru et nafsham al kedushas Hashem. And the last, and the youngest of her children, was still a little child. She kisses him and says, Lech va'omarto l'Avraham Avinu, Atu akadatu mezbeach achot, v'ani ikadati shiva mezbechais. Look for Avraham Avinu up there in the heavens and tell him, you sacrificed one, I sacrificed seven. What does she mean to say? Does she mean to tease Avraham Avinu and tell him, you think so great, I'm greater than you? Those are words that are totally inappropriate. Eino demnitpas al tsaroi. But if that was what she meant to say, why would Chazal tell us? Everything Chazal tell us comes to teach us something. My interpretation is, look for Avraham Avinu. All the doors will be open to you. Because a person that is moisa nafsho kedushas Hashem, afilo malach hashoros, ein echnosen lemechitzosa. Look up Avraham Avinu and tell him, thank you, Avraham Avinu. You built one Mizbeach. Bekoichecho Agadol. I had the strength to build seven. And it is only in your merit that I was oimed b'nesoyin v'akadati shivu mizbechois. It's not seven. It's hundreds. It's not hundreds. It's thousands. Thousands of mizbechois. Thousands of sacrifices. Mesiras nefesh throughout the ages. Mekoichoi shel oisoi zokei. And my feeling is that the Asura Nesyonis touch upon every Nesoyin in the human experience, every level of the depth of the human nefesh. Starting off with Leich Lecha, leave everything behind, your society, your family, your homeland, and go. Where am I going? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't even tell him. Pack up and go. The first wandering Jew, Avraham Avinu. Ur Kasdim put his life in jeopardy. Mila, he's 100 years old. Pain. And the ultimate sacrifice, Kachnus Minchos Echitcho Asher Ahavto. All the Nisyanis, not only for Avraham, it was for us. It was for us. Rashi Perekei Mesechet Avos Asura Nesiyonis Nesas Avraham Avinu V'Yomid Bekulam. Rashi writes V'Lo Yihireh Rachem Yidoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi explains it's not only that he passed the test. He passed the test B'Toy Malev. He was Mekabel Din Be'Av. And I will never forget, I think it was more than 40 years ago, in a personal conversation with my great Rebbe, with the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yatzev, it wasn't in public, it was in his private room, and he was talking about the Holocaust, about his own horrific experience, the pain, the torture, and the loss. He lost his wife and all 11 children, and he was left alone in the world, ke'ar'ar ba'arava. And then he said, "Of kan ein rega v'chinsh maharar gevein achrei midoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Not for one moment did I question the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. I remember I shuddered then, and I shudder every time I remember and quote those words. What a tzaddik. One moment I didn't falter, and I never questioned the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. Those are the koiches of Avraham Avinu. It is only if you connect to Avraham Avinu that you could stand in such nisyonis. And that's the story of Avraham Avinu and the Eser Nisyonis. Lo yihira achrei midoisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechelkenu amoim. We should have the koyach to stand and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every circumstance, with every nisoyin, and never to falter. Moed Elohavar, Vitzayak Elohosev. We should share the service. Let's have a wonderful Shabbos, all of you, with Shabbos.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechakeh Lecha Bekol Halashon, 03-617-1111.